بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسيز ده أشعار of عارف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم الحرم الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم. يه دعاء حرم لذاتي ملتزم يه دعاء حرم لذاتي ملتزم. هو عطا سبكو يا نعمتي مغتنم اي خداهي فقط أبكى يا كرم اي خداهي فقط أبكى يا كرم. چل رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آجیا سمنی روزے محترم آجیا سمنی روزے محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم رحمت جو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم رحمت جو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جس کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہے ہم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا. امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم میری نظر میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. ہے صلاتی نے عالم بھی احرام میں ہے صلاتی نے عالم بھی احرام میں من کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گجائے حرم بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گجائے حرم. میرے مالک یہ اخاتل کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک یہ اخاتل کی سن لے دعا. ہو مقدر میں ہے سال دیجے حرم
meri nazar mein tum ho mere muhtaram ya jibal al haram ya jibal al haram.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful بيان of our honorable illustrious دادا شيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز زمانة حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اخصر صاحب نور الله المقدر, and very appropriately chosen for the occasion. It's now the موسم of Hajj, and our hearts should be connected to Baytullah, to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, even more, that is Haramain Sharifain. So Hazrat is teaching us how to connect our heart to all those things that are connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is part of Iman. As in another beautiful poem Hazrat has mentioned, that Sharte Tawheed e Kamil Yahi, that what is the condition of perfect Tawheed, that the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is in our heart and in every part of our body. And all those things, what is the sign of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those things that are connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is part of our deen, that is myself, we should see how much attachment we have to all those things. And that will build our love to the climax, that is to Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we see how Hazrat beautifully puts it, that the pious servants, we also go to Haramain Sharifain, Allah Ta'ala bless us all, alhamdulillah. But see what eyes they look at. They look at the eyes of the heart, and what that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's in their heart, they see the whole picture different. We go and we just see it and we come away. Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, as you enter Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, you see the beautiful mountains. Outwardly it looks like very black mountains because of the heat of Saudi Arabia. It's burned black. But the reality of those mountains, what nisbat they have, what connection they have, Hazrat is teaching us so beautifully. He titled this beautiful bayan, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. O mountains of Makkah, what great honor and respect addressing the mountains of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the mountains of Madinah al-Munawwara, that is the mountains of Haramain Sharifain. If the Ahlullah, they address the mountains with so much honor and respect, then what can be said of Kaabatullah? What can be said of the Rozai Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So your Hazrat is teaching us that what is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you enter these Mubarak places, whatever you see around there, you should realize that this has got special nisbat and connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that great personality who Allah Rabbul Izzat loves the most, so what connection it has got with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is called nisbat, what we come here to learn, how to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That who you are connected with, that is the value of a person. According to your connection, your value increases, although you worth nothing. But just because Allah Ta'ala connects you, like there are so many houses in Makkah al-Mukarramah, but the most simplest house is Baytullah. But the most valuable house is Baytullah. Why? It is connected to Allah. It's the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And outwardly if you look at it, especially if the ghilaf is lifted up, then it's the most simplest house. But the most valuable and the most greatest house. So this is what is nisbat. Outwardly a person might look very simple, very ordinary, but his heart is connected to the Ahlullah, and in turn connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that heart is very valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what those hearts see, what the eyes of those hearts, they teach us to open our eyes of our heart. That Hazrat says, O mountains of Makkah, O mountains of Haram, that you people are so valuable, that Hazrat now addresses the mountains to make us learn what is Iman. Meri nazron mein tum ho bare muhtaram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. That O mountains of Makkah, in my eyes, And in my heart, you are very, very honorable, O mountains of Haramain Sharifain, particularly the mountains of Makkah to Mukarrama, Madinah to Munawwara, that these are those places upon Allahu Akbar, the Mubarak Qadam of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has touched. Sahaba radiallahu has touched it. As beautifully our Shaykh and our Dada Shaykh has taught us also, that there are many skies in the world, the whole sky is throughout the world, but the sky and the moon and the sun of Makkah to Mukarrama, Madinah to Munawwara has got a different value. Why? The eye of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell on that sky. So that sky has become so Mubarak. So the mountains on which the eye of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has fallen, and not only fallen, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in the cave there of Hira in those mountains. So how valuable, how Mubarak are those mountains. Then what can be said of the other precincts of the Haramain Sharifain? So Hazrat is teaching us, and this is what we should build now, especially now the Mausam of Hajj. Even if physically we are not going, but our hearts should be attached now to Kaaba Sharif, to Rauza-e Paak. We should be making dua for the Hujjaj, for the Mu'tamireen, Zawireen, those that are going to visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should make dua that, oh Allah, that as Hazrat taught us so beautifully, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, look at the pious servants of Allah. When the Ramadan Sharif comes to an end, and the news comes of the moon, that tomorrow is day of Eid, first of Shawwal, our honorable elders, Allahu Akbar, we are thinking tomorrow now, we are all going to meet, the family is going to meet, we'll have biryani, all the delicacies. The pious servants, they are now thinking of the next delicacy. That the whole Ramadan had all spiritual delicacies. That all the tilawah, the taraweeh, the zikr, the mubarak majalis. Now, it doesn't mean the season came to an end. Now, it's another very honorable season. Allah Ta'ala said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَارِ التَّقْوَى. That this month of Ramadan, you prepared yourself, you enjoyed yourself, and you really released all the spiritual delicacies. And you packed your heart with taqwa. Now al-hajj wa ashhur ma'lumat. Allah is giving open invitation. Come to my house. Come and meet me. Now the pious servants, they make dua. Ya Allah, suna hai ke tere dar pe, tere aashiqo ka hujum honne wala hai. Agar ijazat ho, to ye nalaik bhi usme shamil ho. Say, oh Allah, now we have heard that you are true lovers. And as beautifully Maulana last week also explained, that many people, we go for hajj, but we don't learn what is hajj all about. We don't have connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we go and we come back. So we don't know, we don't really enjoy hajj. We'll come back, complain about all the different difficulties that has come. But the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they are just looking forward to be at the house of Allah. And when they come to the house of Allah, Kaabatullah, then they are just making tawaf. It's not that they're just walking around. They are yearning. When can we meet the owner of the house, Allah Rabbul Izzat? When is Allah Ta'ala going to open His doors and Allah Ta'ala is going to show His tajalli and splendor? For that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, I gave you open invitation. You came here now. Your love is pumping in your heart. You want me? You'll have to make qurbani. You'll have to give your life. And the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they are eager. And then when the occasion of qurbani comes, it's not just sadqa that we send our money somewhere, that we sacrifice our lives for Allah Ta'ala. It's easy for me to talk for all, but at least this iota of this reality can come in my heart, all our heart, that this is what we should be living for. And then Allahu Akbar, now Hazrat goes further. You just came, you got the glimpses of Haramain Sharifain, the beautiful mountains already, the love of Allah is now pumping even more in your heart. Now when you get the special occasion, ye dua-e haram lazzati multazam ho ata sabku ye ni'mati mukhtanam. Now you have settled yourself, you put your goods in, you settled all your goods in the hotel, etc. Now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to enter Haramain Sharif, Haram Sharif. And now Allahu Akbar, now the enjoyment is even more. Now you are getting closer to the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You just enter Haram Sharif and now you are making dua. Then you get Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains that dua of the Haram Sharif, you can't explain. Especially if a person goes with the love of Allah. And it's not just the first time, every time you go, it's like the first time you have come. that the moment you enter, that dua is something out of the world, that you don't know whether you're on the ground or whether you're in the air, where you are. And then that person who makes dua, and dua, as Hazrat has taught us, is the condition of the heart. How much we are connected to Allah Ta'ala, that is how much Allah Ta'ala will put dua from the heart to come out. And then when Allah Ta'ala gives the opportunity, now you go closer to Ka'batullah, and you get that opportunity, lazzati multazam, Allahu Akbar. You come right to the multazam, where all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most honorable Mubarak, the chest have touched the Ka'batullah, the place between Hajr al-Aswad and the door of the Kaaba, and you get that opportunity there, Allahu Akbar. And even with the crowds, if you think you can't make it, but just feel, come close as close you can, and think, Ya Allah, I also want that occasion of multazam, and that dua will be accepted. And that dua, Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine. And that is the time when Hazrat has taught us that the real dua we should make, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. That, oh Allah, make us yours. You become ours. We're not worth it. You have brought us till here, Ya Allah, which shows you want to make us yours. So Allah, please make us yours. And now you guide us. And then look at the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the real gift of life. And this is the real enjoyment of life. They don't want to keep it for themselves. Immediately Hazrat teaches us, make dua for the whole ummah. Ho ata sabku ye ni'mati mukhtanam. That, oh Allah, grant us very special gift to every person. The whole ummah-e-dawat, give them hidayat also. Bring them also to this mubarak places. And let them realize what is the enjoyment of life, which places to go, and what enjoyment we'll get. And then further Hazrat explains that now when you got this opportunity, now realize this reality. Hey Khuda hai faqad aapka ye karam, kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawaf haram. That, oh Allah, it's not my intelligence, it's not my brains, it's not my connections that have brought me here, it's only your karam, only your kindness. That it is, agar tu chahe, hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. Oh Allah, if you brought me to Haram Sharif, you brought me to Masjid, it's a great ni'mat of Allah. And you brought me to Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah, it's only your kindness. And that we making tawaf, Allahu Akbar. One beautiful dua Hazrat explains when you making tawaf, Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, may tawaf kar raha hu ya khab dekh raha hu. Am I really making tawaf on this Mubarak land or am I dreaming? Allahu Akbar, that dream that they realized, and this is the dream we should have, that the dream comes through, that we are at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we get that tajalli of uluwiyat, that uluwiyat, the tawheed of Allah must penetrate our heart, and that we yearn to be meeting Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how can we get this? Now Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, A gaya samne rozai muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraf dete hain. Now you at Kaaba Sharif, and now Allahu Akbar, who taught us the value of Kaaba Sharif? Who taught us the value of deen? None other than our honorable beloved Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now when you come at the Rauza-e Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the woods you are desiring to go and visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now you see yourself in front of Allahu Akbar, you are in front of the Haram of Madinatul Munawwara, and now durood is just coming out of your heart, out of your tongue, from every part of your body. You're thinking of the sacrifices of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine when you come close to Rauza-e Park, Allahu Akbar. On the one hand, a person realizes, I don't deserve to be in front of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so kareem, Allah is akram, then Allahu Akbar, between two great persons, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is akramul akrameen, the creator of kindness, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is kareem, then Allah Ta'ala will bless me, Allah Ta'ala will overlook my faults. So now Hazrat is teaching us, Allahu Akbar, and how beautifully has I explained, one of the secrets Allah Ta'ala has kept, that why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madinatul Munawwara, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in Madinatul Munawwara. Imagine if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his birthplace had to be resting in Makkatul Mukarrama, then the heart of a beloved, of a lover, should be torn to pieces. That now must I go to Kaaba Sharif, the house of my Allah? Must I be there and making tawaf?
On the other hand, you want to be visiting at the threshold of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who taught us about Allah Rabbul Izzat, that your heart will be shattered. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His extreme kindness, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made it such that when you come to Makkah to Mukarramah, your total focus should be at Ka'batullah. And as much time as we can, we should spend in the haram of Makkah to Mukarramah. If you can't make tawaf of the crowd, just looking at Kaaba Sharif, the anwarat, the amount of nur that's coming down, and Allah, the barakat, we can't imagine. And then the ibadah that is taking place, people still tilawat, zikr, azkar, etc., the nur of iman, the qualities of iman, we should be making dua. So Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah has made it such, when you go to Medina to Munawwara, then focus yourself totally to the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the Rauza-e Pak, as much as we can be in Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and spend our time there and think that we are in the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat explains that how honorable is this majlis. Rahmati do jahan ka hai faiz e atam jinke sadqe mein muslim wa mu'min hain hum. That oh Allah, that the mercy of both the world, it is only the glimpse of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's complete faith, that how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an effort to spread the love of Allah Ta'ala throughout the world. They tell today how many, over 1400 years ago, and Allah's name is taken way and way in the world, every nook and corner. This all that you see, people are flocking into, as much as propaganda is taking place, more and more Muslims are coming, people are flocking into Islam, and people are becoming Muslims, and then becoming mu'mins, true believers. This is only the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So myself, if we only realize this, then we should think that daily, do I think of my Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much durood did I read today? How much durood do I recite upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is a way of making shukr to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making dua for our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of, again, this nisbat with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we don't deserve it, we didn't ask for it, we didn't make dua, but Allah Ta'ala chose me and you to be who? Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummati muslima hai jo khairul umam. That oh Allah, it is only through your kindness that you made us and given us this great honor, that we are in the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what a position we have got. But sadly myself, I don't even tell, have an inkling what is the honor to be in the ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great position it is. That is why, how much connection have I got with the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I should be thinking myself that ummati muslima hai khairul umam. That the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is Allah Ta'ala has chosen us, who was tabakum, that Allah Ta'ala has chosen us, sammakumul muslimin, has named us Muslims, but you are the best of ummah, provided that we follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, provided that we hold steadfast on the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As so beautifully Sahib Kaseera Burda has put it in another beautiful poem, he says, "Bushra lana ya ma'ashar al-Islami inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami." Says, "O people of Islam, take glad tidings that you've got such a pillar of support. If you hold this, nobody can break you down in the world. Nobody can disgrace you, nobody but myself. First of all, we have left this pillar of support, and which is that? Lamma da Allahu da'ina nita'atihi bi akrami rusuli kunna akramal umami." When Allah sent the greatest da'i, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach us how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever held firm onto the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bi akrami rusul kunna akramal umami. Because we have got akramul rusul. All the Anbiya have come, but we have got Sayyidul Anbiya. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our master, our leader, and because of this nisbat, we become the best of ummah, provided we realize who we are. And we follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not all the fashions of this world, and following all the other things of this world. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And then see what the magnet at Rauza-e Pak, at Haramain Sharifain, hai salatin alam bi ihram mein ban ke hazir hue gada-e haram. that all the kings of the world, in their areas they might be sitting on their thrones with their suits, etc. But when they come to the house of Allah, they take off all their pomp and glory outwardly and they put themselves into ihram. That clothes of kafan, that one day I'm going to stand and get up from my cover in front of Allah in this way. So even the Hazrat explains that all the kings of the world also, they become like humble mendicants in front of the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they realize and humble themselves, then what honor a person gets, the more we humble ourselves in front of Allah for the pleasure of Allah, Allah Ta'ala raises a person. Then Hazrat makes this beautiful dua and teaches us, yet mere malik ye akhtar ki sunne dua, ho muqaddar mein har saal hai deed ihram. That, O Allah, listen to my humble plea, my humble dua, please, O Allah, that every year grant me the great opportunity that I have the beautiful sight of Haramain Sharifain. Not that I'm just there, but I get that tajallu uluwiyat, that your special nur of tawheed penetrates my heart. When I go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tajalli abdiyat, that special nur of how to be the proper slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala penetrates my heart, and for this Allah has given us this Mubarak Majalis to learn this reality, and this Mawsim of Hajj, Allah give me or all of us tawfiq to be making dua for these blessed occasions.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start, just a little reminder that we should try and bring sunnats into our lives as much as possible. One very important sunnat which generally we are quite negligent about is to reply to the adhan. When the adhan takes place, to respect the adhan also and to reply to the adhan. Generally, unfortunately, when adhan takes place, like nothing has happened. Whatever we are engaged in, just it carries on. And adhan like didn't mean, we didn't hear adhan taking place. Allah give us tawfiq that we respect the adhan and we give jawab, we answer to the adhan. And there are great merits when we answer to the adhan, which is the words the muadzin says. And when he says, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, twice, then we say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And after the adhan, we read durood sharif, and then we read the dua, and from that hallat lahu shafa'ati, wajibat, hallat lahu shafa'ati, my intercession, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, becomes compulsory for that person. And the explanation of wajibat, ay hallat, that I will have to make, I will have to intercede for that person. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, rahmatan wasi'ah, should explain that on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only intercede for the believers. So when you are guaranteed your intercession, it means you will die on Iman. So this is one of the prescriptions of Iman, to die on Iman as well. That every time we hear Adhan, respect the Adhan, reply to the Adhan, read Durood Sharif thereafter, and then read the Dua. This is one of the many prescriptions by which a person will get mort on Iman. And that is the most important thing, that when we die, Allah Ta'ala take us all with Iman. So Allah give us tawfiq to practice on this sunnah and every other sunnah of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, and to read Durood Sharif as much as possible. I came across this article, which is a prescription by Hadrat Maulana Shah Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali with regard to namaz. There is a lot for us to learn in here, and thought it will be beneficial for all our asatis, and if we will listen and try and work on this, then inshallah our namaz will improve tremendously. And may Allah have blessed us with this thirst in the month of Ramadan, that we want to improve on our deen. And the most important aspect of our deen after Iman is Salat, is Namaz. So Hadrat says, that there are seven stages of salat. A person moves seven stages, and perhaps we are not even in the first stage still. And we have to reach the seven stages, at least so much we can become conscious that I'm still very far. And I still have to reach the first stage of making my namaz, which is our basic duty, which inshallah all of us are doing five times a day, but we have to do it properly. So the first, Hazrat says, is the salat of the body. Salah of the body is that all the arkan are meticulously confirmed to. Everything, whether we are the standing posture, do it properly, ruku, do it properly, stand up again properly, sajda properly, sit properly, sometimes we just rush through. So we should become conscious that we do every posture, we do it carefully and we do it properly. With relish and shock, that we have that enjoyment when we are making the namaz. Hazrat Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the day this happens, that how we look forward to our food and enjoy our food, we look forward to our salat and we enjoy our salat like that. Today, like namaz, we take it unfortunately like a duty, like a burden on our head, just like we have to do it, so just get finished with it. So that should not be the case. Like on, usually it has become common throughout the country perhaps, that on a Sunday public holiday, Zohar namaz is earlier. If it is to get more musallis, then it is good. But if it is that we just want to finish namaz quickly and then go and sit and have time to eat, we can spend the whole afternoon now eating, then that is not good. It should be that we should eat quickly, finish, and then we should enjoy our namaz. Spend our time properly in namaz. Not just that, just let's finish namaz first, our duty is off, now we can eat. Well, alhamdulillah, we're making namaz, that is also a great thing. But with shock and release, we should, Allah give us tawfiq. And this is the first stage of namaz. The faraiz, wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat, adab should be executed with the body in absolute humility. With absolute humility, all the how many the faraiz of namaz, and for that we need the ilm, we need the knowledge that what things are faraz in namaz, what are the wajibat, what are the sunnat of namaz, mustahabbat. If we are not aware how to place our hands on our knees when we are in ruku, when we are in sajda, how to keep our hands. If we are not aware, then how are we going to do it? So we should have that knowledge also, and then do it with all the whole namaz, keeping all the things in mind. And without any unnecessary movement. This is another very important thing, that unfortunately it is common. In namaz we feel scratch here, different places. Well, we should try and avoid that totally. There shouldn't be any scratching whatsoever in namaz. Though fuqaha, Allah reward them, they've made life easy for us, they have permitted little but certain extent. But we should be careful, as sometimes we overdo it, namaz breaks also. And we are not aware, and I'm happy I made my namaz, but my namaz is not made. So it's very important that we should watch and consider all these things. Qiyam, ruku, qawma, sujood, qaida, and even the salam should be performed with the body in such a manner that the body is totally in submission to Allah Ta'ala, to Allah Azza wa Jal. But we haven't got that concentration, we don't think I'm in front of Allah. All this should be done with that total submission that I'm in front of Allah, and how I should be so submissive to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu, when we hear the adhan, Allahu Akbar, we start the namaz, Allahu Akbar, Allah is so great. So how humble shouldn't I be? Every posture of my namaz should be so, as such. The benefit of salat of the body is that the body will be trained to abstain from sin. This is one of the qualities in the salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. But unfortunately we find ourselves, we're making namaz and still we are involved in all type of sin. And perhaps nowadays
We are making our namaz, rushing through it, because we want to know, watch the soccer, want to know what is happening, etc. So that should not be the case. We should have that. And unfortunately, if our namaz is not still taking us away from the soccer and the commentary and all the other things, then where is our namaz? And also, unfortunately, how we enjoying the soccer, if we have one small part of that for our namaz, where won't our namaz be? So Allah protect us. Ramzan just finished. One good friend of ours said, Ramzan just finished and we are so much devoted, we are enjoying Ramadan. And he had the World Cup started. And he says that, I can't believe, I'm also getting involved in this. He says, you just come out of the masjid, somebody is talking of this, that, and there you get involved. Allah protect us. So we can see where we are standing. Each one of us check ourselves that with regard to how many distractions. And in our namaz, perhaps what thoughts are coming to us also. The second is salat of the nafs. This stage is when salah is performed in a manner that a person intentionally avoids any worldly thoughts. A person, just like Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, that in the morning make niyat of qasde adame iza, make the intention that I'm not going to cause any inconvenience to any person. Till a person doesn't make that and he hasn't got it in his mind, he will cause inconvenience to somebody. So we have to make that intention. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, make the intention of not looking at any ghair mihram. Make that intention, then you will avoid it. But if you make no intention, your eyes are just going to float around, you're going to see. So in namaz also, Allah give us tawfiq, that before we start the namaz, we make the intention, I'm not going to think about other things. If we make that intention, inshallah, we will get saved to a great extent in our namaz. But we don't make any intention, then thoughts just come from all sides. And at least the beginning of namaz, we make this, that I'm in front of Allah Ta'ala. That we can do when we start our namaz, when we come out of the namaz with salam, then also we realize. And then in between, we try and fill it as much as possible, so that thought should be there. Just like a person should not scratch his body, which we discussed just now, in the same way, he should not scratch his brain and imagination. This is also like scratching your brain. This is outwardly you scratching, and inwardly, now you're scratching your brain, you're thinking of this, you're thinking of that, all the things. At the beginning, make the intention, I'm not going to think of anything else but my namaz. And there are various stages also, which are discussed also here, that in the namaz, I'm in ruku, that is also concentration. I'm reading Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, that is also concentration in Sajda. All the things, that whatever aspect we think of, I'm present in front of Allah, that is also sufficient, that's concentration. But there is more, as we see, all this, that we have more concentration in our namaz. The benefit of namaz, of the nafs, is that the nafs will disattach itself automatically from the love of the world. If we make namaz what is called namaz, then we will get disconnected from the world. Otherwise, we are still in namaz also, we are in the world all the time. And we are not getting disconnected from the world. Whole life we are making namaz, 50 years our namaz we are making. But still we don't see any fruit of that namaz. If we make the namaz properly, so this is that we can bring ourselves to make our namaz properly. This person may be even a millionaire, but his heart will be free from the negligible effects of wealth. Though he is a millionaire, so much he is busy, he may be a big businessman, but if this namaz, when he's in namaz, he's a complete different person. Today we hardly got anything, and our mind is floating where and where. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and build on our namaz, not just to carry on making namaz, to improve our namaz all the time. That is one translation, one aspect of aqimis salah, perfect namaz. All the time we are busy to try and perfect our namaz, not just that we are satisfied, we just that what namaz I'm reading is good enough. We're not thinking of servicing it, of renewing it, of correcting it, of bettering it. No, we're just carrying on. No, we should try and be improving our namaz. The third stage, Hazrat writes, Salat of the heart. The third stage. Salat of the heart means that a person avoids negligence. That we are not negligent in anything. That we are conscious. Everything, we are conscious. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said that if a person intentionally brings thoughts to his mind, other thoughts, if we bring it intentionally, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali as a remedy said, when if some people we are like that, we now bring this thought, that, oh, a thought came and we're keeping the thought, now we're enjoying the thought, we're building on it. If that happens, he should punish his nafs by repeating the salat. And see how difficult that is on the nafs. To repeat that two rakats again, we find it very hard. Sometimes namaz has to be repeated for some reason, we find it very hard. And everyone feels that if they pass it, your namaz was made. Then we feel happy. So this is a great punishment on the nafs, that we made whatever namaz, our two sunnats, two nafils, wajib, and we saw that these thoughts came, and now I said, I'll repeat it again. Though it's not farz, according to fiqh and according to our masail, that namaz is made. But a person to punish his nafs to for that tarbiyat, he repeats the namaz. Then see how quick this nafs will come in order. Then we should try it. Allah give me also tawfiq. We try punish the nafs. That for example, one day I have to repeat my whole Isha again. We know just to make that Isha is like a job. And now to repeat it again. And now I have to eat, I have to do this, and I have to put it off. See how hard it will be on the nafs. But do it one, two times, this nafs is our enemy. Until we don't punish it, we're not going to get it under control. It's going to control us all the time. And that is a serious condition when the nafs is controlling us. A musalli has a choice. He is either unmindful of negligence or he takes steps to avoid it. He is either unmindful of negligence, and unfortunately that may be for most of us, that I'm not even aware I'm unmindful. That I haven't got concentration in my namaz. Sometimes at the end of namaz then I realize I was in namaz. And sometimes not even that. We made our namaz finish behind the imam, we made two sunnahs, we made two nafils, and just like automatic. The mind is not there. We're not even aware that I'm unmindful. And or he takes steps to avoid it. A person who is conscious that unmindfulness, he takes steps. And one major step is punish the nafs, repeat the namaz again. And then we'll see the difference in our lives. And if namaz comes right, how many of our buzurgs have written? Your life will come right. Your deen will become right. Your dunya's life, your akhirat's life, if we make effort on namaz. Namaz, we take it as a mamuli, as a straightforward thing. But namaz is a great, great, great gift of Allah Ta'ala by which we connect to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. The benefit of this, little mujahada. If we make this at my namaz, I must have that concentration. Is that the nafs will avoid wrong worldly thoughts. Even when it is busy in its worldly affairs. Even when you are busy doing dunya's work. Now the nafs, you will have trained it. If Allah give us this tawfiq, that we bring that nafs in that control. Even when we are doing dunya's work, our thoughts will be with Allah Ta'ala. And how is that? We are doing a deal. We are discussing a big deal, and something comes in there which may be about stolen goods, which may be about interest. Now your thoughts will be always, immediately you'll say, no, there's something wrong here. And not only that, you'll have the courage. You can see, yeah, I'm making millions more if I just let the thing quietly pass through. But no, I don't want that millions. I want a clear deal. It's not an easy thing. But if we build on our namaz, namaz will make it easy for us. And then we will be able to do it. Otherwise, small, small things today, little bit, yeah, we can make us some more money, yeah, make a quick buck, yeah, we go for it. We just want to do that, and we don't see what is the right thing to do. Allah give us tawfiq. And part of iman is this, that we see that I must just do the right thing. And eventually, I will get the barakah. Now maybe I'm going through difficulties, but eventually I will get the full benefit of it. Like a student, he's studying, he's doing whatever year, fourth year. Now immediately his friends also are going out and they're playing and they're enjoying whatever they're doing. And you feel, no, I must study. Okay? Now you, it's hard for the nafs. Everyone is enjoying. The family is going for some social function. This one is going for that. That one is, there's a wedding in the family. But you are studying hard. The whole year you carry on, at the end you're going to pass. But your friend who enjoyed himself all these things, at the end of the year, he will fail. You will have to repeat the whole year. You sacrifice, you are going further. So in our deen also. Allah give us the tawfiq, very easy to speak and to listen. But this muzakara also at least makes us aware that Allah brings it, that we try and do this. And we have that, then inshallah our namaz, at least we get in order. Our whole deen, our dunya, our akhirat will come in order. The benefit of this little mujahada is that the nafs will avoid wrong worldly thoughts even when it is busy in worldly affairs. The heart is trained in salah to avoid any and all forms of negligence. And if a person gets this, that all negligence, sometimes we say that every day I should lock the door. That day I don't know what happened. It's negligence. Right? That we weren't careful. There's a banana peel lying. Or something is put on the table or somewhere and it's put not right, and there somebody passes and bumps it, and how lot of problems are caused. Oil on the stove, little bit negligence, and there it caught fire. Something is put near a terrine curtain, something hot, and there it catches fire. Just this little negligence. So by doing this, our dunya's benefit also. While driving, especially today with the cell phone, people are messaging also while they are typing also while they are driving. So all this negligence will come to an end if we make our namaz correct. And if we make this correct, our whole dunya's life also, what we call our dunya's life, will also come right. The fourth is salat of the ruh. That was salat of the nafs, and now salat of the ruh. The salah of the ruh is a salat in which one only gazes at Allah. If we get that, what a salat. If we go through, we are not even in the first stage, sir. We're not even thinking of starting to improve our namaz. And unfortunately, may Allah forgive us all, we'll get up from here and it's all forgotten also. Maybe somebody will want to want the paper or want to do it, but generally it will be just before it's finished now. It's not important. Allah give us the tawfiq to take it to heart for me, for all of us. This salah prevents one from gazing at anything else. Now your gazes, you are just on Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you are doing, your eyes are on Allah. The benefit of this salah is that one is trained not to gaze at any human for any benefit or to ward off any harm. Now you are trained in such a way that no human can benefit me, no human can harm me. Everything is with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who, and that is still only the fourth stage of namaz. If a person has reached that stage with that he knows, Allah alone is the benefactor, and Allah alone, if there is any harm, it can only come from Allah, nobody else can harm me. If you have got that yaqeen. And this is what the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the Sahaba, all the awliya, they did not worry of any person whatsoever. How they went in front of great, great kings, and they did not fear at all. Yeah, we just get little news, something that can put fear. The police are after you. The receiver is coming to check your business. Then already we are finished already. But if we have built that, and all this is in namaz, Allah let me also understand. I saw this is of great benefit, so I thought we all can benefit from this. Salat of the sir, inner self, the inner self of a person. The salat of sir is that a person not only directs his gaze, but he directs his thoughts only to Allah. Not only the gaze, but now from the heart also only to Allah Ta'ala. The whole namaz. Throughout the salah, his ruh cries out in bliss and remembrance of his Rabb. where now he is actually feeling the presence of Allah. We can now get some idea that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the coolness of my eyes is in namaz. Not our type namaz. What must be that namaz? And what connection and what a person is taking from Allah Ta'ala with that namaz. And entertaining even a thought of a makhluk is more repugnant, more hated to him than eating swine, khinzir. How a Muslim, he can't thought. We just say, la hawla wala. We talk about swine and khinzir. Now that thought also of anything besides Allah, that also he will feel it worse than eating swine and khinzir. But in, consider our namaz we made now, four sunnats of Isha, four faraz, the two sunnats, nafil, witr, what was the condition of our namaz? And even the thought didn't come that so bad, that worse than eating swine. For us it was nothing. Namaz is made, it's finished, it's all over. That we're not even concerned. Who of us really thinks after namaz, Ya Allah, please accept this namaz. It's not worth acceptance, but don't throw it back at my face. We just say, namaz is made, finished. Whereas we have to have that fear that is my namaz accepted by Allah? Is it being thrown back at my... I spoiled it. What thoughts came to me? How did I made my ruku? I rushed through my namaz. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. No thought of it. Just quickly I did it. And not even that now, Ya Allah, make me maaf, accept it. Allah is so merciful. We beg Him, inshallah, even that He will accept. Allah is most merciful. But we from our side, what are we doing? The benefit of this salah is that one is trained to immediately connect to Allah with the thoughts whether one is happy or grief. You've got problems also, you start namaz. Namaz is for that. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. When you've got problem, take help. Where must you get your help? In salat. And making sabr according to that occasion. What is sabr at that time? But we don't think any problem comes to us. Now our heart goes off namaz. I don't know. I don't feel like going to make namaz. I don't want to go to the masjid. In other words, Allah forgive us, save us. That Ya Allah, you did me down. I'm always making namaz. Now this problem came. Na'uzubillah, Ya Allah, you're not looking after me. Now we feel opposite. Whereas even at that time when we are in difficulties and hardships, we should also turn to Allah Ta'ala. In contentment and in calamity, in both conditions, turn to Allah. In poverty and in prosperity, all are from Allah. And Allah brought those conditions. And we should be, in fact, be at that stage that we are happy with that condition. And know that Allah can change it at any time as He wants to. But we feel very different when difficult. Allah save us all. We are very weak. Allah mustn't test us. But whenever little hard conditions come, we become very disillusioned, despondent. We feel very bad at that time. Salat of khafi, reality, inside, the namaz of the deep inside, means to perform the namaz with total inabat in body and soul. Total inclination. The body and the soul has turned to Allah Ta'ala completely. In this salah, a person has left the world, his family, his wealth, etc. He has returned to Allah in the condition of that of the day he was born. He's got nothing. He's now only by Allah Ta'ala. Not with his family, not the thought of the family, no one whatsoever. And we read about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who made this effort, where they reached, what their namaz was. And great buzurg, Hazrat Maulana Madani rahmatullah Ali, who is outstanding in this. And other great people also, how they should make their namaz, that they were oblivious of everything around them. Where are we? Our namaz, we are out of namaz. In our whole namaz, we are out of namaz. He has returned to Allah in the condition of that of the body he was born. That is, when there is no guna upon him. Clear, he is only by Allah. The benefit of this salah is that a person's soul is exposed to reality. We think in this world, this is come to reality, come to terms with the world. No, reality is akhirah, it is deen. And the more a person somebody, a lady sent her child to become an alim to study, to all say she's gone crazy. Mm-hmm. It's whole gone completely opposite. One person making salam to everyone. So there was one person in their village who was a bit mentally affected. They say, what you became like that madman? Also, you also making salam to everyone. Today, the right things are completely wrong. Wrong things are completely right. If a person that is not interested in the soccer, is something wrong with him. What's wrong with this person? Why isn't he taking interest? And when you're taking interest, that's the normal. Everyone is in there. So it's a very, very difficult time. But that is how this person is. He is exposed to reality. There is no hindrance in his perception of reality. He has understood the reality. That the true thing is the deen of Allah. Allah, akhirat, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is everything. He has understood this reality. And the reality is cemented in him that everything is perishable. This reality is that this whole dunya is going to perish. It's just here hardly for a second and everything is over. Akhirat is forever and ever. And when we think of that, then we have some realization of what Jahannam is. The difference, how Allah has explained it in the Quran Sharif, how in the Hadith, what Jannat is, what pleasure. The person will never get involved. Allah forgive us. Allah Ta'ala make this easy for us, inshallah. This stage propels him to Haqq, to the truth, to Allah Ta'ala, and expels from him the delusions which spring forth from merely that which is visible. All what we think, for us this is reality. One person writes from the UK that if all are telling him he's a failure because he hasn't got his own house, he hasn't got his own car, he hasn't got a car, he's just renting a flat, etc. So these are not measurements of success and failure. And he says himself that Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. But what is the success measure today? That what's your bank balance? How many properties you own? What's your business? That is how we measure our success. But that is not a person who has little insight. Today at least we can speak about it. Otherwise others won't even speak. They speak completely. But is that yaqeen, little bit yaqeen also in our heart? Are we going in that direction? So we require that also. He sees what others see not. Allah blesses him now. People will call him a blind person. He's a person living in the old ages or something. But he sees what others cannot see. He hears what others hear not. Now when he hears the ayat of the Quran, it has, he hears it. For others, he's just going. Even the person who reads the ayat is just going out. But he, now when he's at this stage, he hears that ayat. He sees what others can't. He perceives what others perceive not. He feels what others feel not. This person now is a complete different person. That is the sixth. And then the seventh stage of namaz, salat of akhfa. That was khafi, the hidden. And this is, which is more hidden, more inside, the more subtle and depth of this namaz. Spiritual vision. Now he has his eyes, like a person who is blind or a person who can't see. His eyes are very weak. Without glasses contact, he can't see anything. But he just puts the glasses on, everything is... Now this person has reached that stage. He sees what others cannot even imagine, he sees now. This is a salat wherein a person sees Allah, as though he sees Allah Ta'ala. And a person makes a namaz like that, Allah who is all beauty, all kindness, all justice, all perfection is with Allah. And he's seeing this in his namaz. What is his namaz? The delight is such that Jannah pales into comparison. Jannah also is nothing in front of such a person. Just imagine. Did Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi not say? This was Hazrat's ways of talking. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah, what did he say? If Allah asked me on the day of Qiyamah what I wish for, everyone will say Jannah, Hurs, whatever. I will request a Musalla to perform Salat under his arsh. If we have that enjoyment, on that day Allah will ask, what you want? He says, I will ask for a musalla, I make namaz under your arsh. What enjoyment they had in namaz, that is what they will ask. Subhanallah, not jannat, not hurs, not delicious food, not exquisite clothing, just a musalla. if we get to the, may Allah grant us the tawfiq to make the fikr of salah, but be the biggest, make the fikr of namaz our biggest fikr in our life. If we make this also one of my aims and objects of my life, I have to get my namaz in order. And before I leave the dunya, my namaz must come right. May Allah Ta'ala give us, it's not an easy thing, it's not just a simple, mamuli little thing. This Allah give me also, not just that I have thought all of us must benefit, but Allah give us tawfiq to work in this direction. And just like in Anwarus Salah, it's written that before you go on to the next stage, first see you acquire the first stage. Not just read it through, but do one stage, acquire it, then go on to the next stage. Allah give us tawfiq out of His kindness and mercy, inshallah. A dua we must make for this, and our niyat must be also for this, inshallah.